Manufacturers and exporters of infant milk formula are flummoxed by a decision that stops them putting a synthetic additive into toddler milk, even though it's allowed for babies. Food Standards Australia and New Zealand told the Trans-Tasman Ministerial Forum on Food Regulation the additive is safe for all children. The Food Safety Minister, Aisha Verrill, agreed, but was outvoted by the Australians, who approved it only for infant milk. As Catherine Hutton reports, the industry here is warning that could mean a huge competitive disadvantage.
Oligosaccharides, or HMOs, occur naturally in breast milk, but infant milk producers can make an identical synthetic version. They're approved as safe by other jurisdictions, including the conservative European Food Safety Authority, and have been used in infant formula in 69 countries for about 5 years. That's why Friday's decision to approve their use for babies, but not toddlers, has come as a big shock to the industry here. Jan Carey heads the Infant Nutrition Council, which represents manufacturers and marketers. She says the decision is a case of policy over science and evidence.
Food regulation has to be based on the best possible evidence, and FSANS, Food Standards Australia New Zealand, presented the best possible evidence. They're the experts. They got their decision independently reviewed. They still put forward their recommendation that this be approved for toddler milk drinks. It seems like the government's panel of experts have been ignored.
She says the forum's decision to allow HMOs in infant formula but not toddler milk just doesn't make sense.
If it's safe for infant formula, then it is safe for toddler milk. And the decision by ministers about not including this HMO in toddler milks just completely ignores the science and is simply wrong.
Jan Carey says every year New Zealand exports more than $1 billion of infant formula and powder milk drinks, and they are considered premium products. Not having the HMOs in toddler milk is a huge competitive disadvantage and means companies such as Fonterra, Synlait and Westland Dairy will be forced to get exemptions through a process which requires ministerial sign-off. Diane Schumacher is from the industry group, the Dairy Companies Association. She says exemptions take time,
which can cause a lack of market entry and puts us behind with our competitors. We need that process to be as efficient as it can be, and we are working with the MPI to try and help that, but the process will still hinder us getting things to market as quickly as competitors from other regions.
Those competitors are selling into some of New Zealand's major markets, including Thailand, Singapore and Malaysia. This country's biggest market, China, is still deciding whether HMOs will be part of its standard for infant and toddler formula. Diane Schumacher says there are some big implications for the 13 companies she represents.
One, they will have to seek exemptions. Two, it is discouraging of innovation. Three, product is being imported from countries where it is allowed. It puts us at a delay, potentially, to get it into the market. You know, we're going to have to do different formulations for different markets.
Jan Carey says the industry will be writing a strongly worded letter to the forum's chair, expressing its disappointment and pointing out the trade implications. For Morning Report, call Catherine Hutton, 10A.